Sardar Akhtar Mengel, chief of his own faction of the Balochistan National Party, on Wednesday, called off his 20-day-long sit-in at the Lake Pass area of Mastung district against the arrest of Baloch activists, fearing its impact on traders in the impoverished province. The party had launched the long march to protest the arrest of BYC chief organizer Dr. Mrong Baloch, other leaders and workers, as well as police crackdowns on a sit-in. Mengel had announced that the party would march on Kuata but was kept at bay by the government. Addressing a news conference in Mastung, Mengel called off the sit-in, saying, "We believe in a peaceful struggle. We are not ending the movement but will initiate a public outreach movement from today." He announced that the party would organize rallies and protests at district level across Balochistan in the coming days. "In the first phase, we would hold protest rallies in Mastung, Kalat, Huzdar, and Shurab. In the second stage, these rallies would be held in areas of Turbat, Gwadar, and Makran," Mengel explained. He added that the third phase of his protest movement would engage the public in the Nasirabad, Jafarabad, and Dera Murad Jamali districts, along with other areas of Balochistan. "We are not backing down. We are taking the movement to every corner of Balochistan," he declared. The BNPM leader emphasized that the campaign aims to bring national attention to the issue of enforced disappearances and prolonged detentions without trial. He called on the federal and provincial governments to respond to the growing concerns of the Baloch people. Mengel's announcement marks a new phase in the party's political efforts to address grievances through democratic means, while keeping the spotlight on unresolved human rights issues in Balochistan. Meanwhile, Balochistan Chief Minister Sarfraz Bukhti lashed out at the BYC, terming its activists abettors of separatists. Responding to a query during a news conference in Islamabad, CM Bukhti said, "Those who call themselves human rights activists, the BYC, are not registered anywhere. They burn Pakistan's flag wherever they pass through. They are not peaceful. They are abettors of those from the separatist movement and terrorists," he alleged. The Chamber of Commerce in Quetta told local media that the rally had caused economic losses of $120,000 a day, with traders complaining that their loaded trucks could not cross into Iran or Afghanistan. The decision came a day after a court refused to rule on the detention of the activist Baloch, who, along with criminal charges of terrorism, sedition, and murder, faces a public order offense brought by the provincial government. The court instead passed the case to the government, a decision her lawyers said would delay justice.